You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. A major player in the drug market is making moves towards an expansion, which could impact workers in the state. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
They already employ a lot of people living in Wisconsin. Now they're likely to hire even more. Abbott Labs plans to hire 200 workers at their Illinois facility as part of a $500 million U.S. expansion. New facilities at Abbott Park just across the state line are set to open this year. The medical device maker aims to increase domestic production despite tariff pressures.
At one point, Abbott Labs was the largest employer of Kenosha County residents. And we're learning more about the impact the Trump tariffs will have on local businesses. Here's Lisa Hale.
Wonder State coffee owner T.J. Samanchin knows he's facing a 10% tariff and has to figure out how to pay it or he won't be able to get his coffee beans.
It's brutal. I mean, what's happening for small businesses? These tariffs are directly hitting us. Who pays for it? It's the businesses who are buying these products. Literally, I am the guy who pays the tariff. It is a direct increased cost to business. It's a tax. It's across the board.
Samanchin buys all of his coffee beans from farmers in other countries for his cafe locations across Wisconsin.
And state lawmakers are circulating legislation to create a 2-year pilot program for pre-kindergarten learning. The bipartisan legislation seeks to prepare kids to enter the school system. The program targets families that meet the income requirements in low-income school districts. The Wisconsin Department of Children and Families would select providers, and the program would be fully funded by a $500,000 grant each year. Studies show pre-kindergarten educational programs have led to greater student success through high school. A car crash over the weekend led to the death of a man, 48-year-old James Michael Kemp. He was from Iola. The accident happened on Saturday morning around 9 a.m. Marathon County received a 911 call about a single vehicle crash on County Road N, east of County Road Y, in the town of Norrie. When deputies arrived, the driver was deceased. No other information is being released at this time. And today is Earth Day, dedicated to celebrating our planet and protecting its natural resources. And Earth Day was created right here in Wisconsin. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson with more.
Gaylord Nelson grew up in the Northwoods. He served as governor of Wisconsin from 1958 to 1962. He overhauled the state's approach to protecting natural resources and created more environmentally friendly jobs, eventually earning himself the name the Conservation Governor. When he moved on to U.S. Senate, he proposed the first Earth Day on April 22, 1970. The next 10 years became what's known as the environmental decade, where leaders passed landmark laws to protect the planet. UW-Madison is now home to the Gaylord Nelson Institute for Environmental Studies. Governor Nelson State Park in Wanakee carries his name, as do dozens of schools across the state. And his declaration of April 22nd as Earth Day has spurred millions of hours of volunteer work.
And the Wisconsin DNR is reminding residents to attend their local Deer Management Advisory Council meetings over the next couple of weeks. The meetings will take place across the state through May 1st, offering residents the chance to share feedback on local deer management practices and make recommendations for the 2025 season. The public feedback gathered at the meetings will be used at the Natural Resources Board review in June. A list of meetings is available on the DNR website. It's only $37 to fly from Milwaukee to the Motor City. Stuart J. Waddles has more about a price point that makes selling train travel tricky.
Spirit Airlines is launching a new nonstop route from Mitchell to Detroit starting June 13th. Flights will operate twice a week. Starting fares for the new service will be as low as $37 each way. Spirit's been growing their Milwaukee network, which has added flights to L.A., Baltimore, and Nashville.
And the good news at the gas pumps continues for now. Melissa Kay reports.
Gas prices continued to fall over the last week, dropping 5.7 cents per gallon for an average of $2.95 today. This is 12.9 cents lower than a month ago and over 43 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Gas prices fell in over 40 states last week, but officials at Gas Buddy say the downward trend in prices is beginning to stall. Prices in 2025 have been much lower than the previous year. This is partly due to OPEC's ongoing restoration of oil production and continued uncertainty surrounding tariff policy and its potential impact on the global economy.
And the Wisconsin DNR wants tips on the bull elk that was illegally shot and killed in Jackson County. This bull, known as number 244, was one of the last remaining elk originally brought in from Kentucky back in 2016. He was being monitored and was one of the primary breeding bulls for the Central Elk herd. It was found shot dead on private property in early March near Black River Falls. The bull was wearing a GPS radio collar and with nearby cellular trail cameras. The DNR says investigators have detailed information related to the illegal shooting, but any tip that you may have, big or small, they want to know on their confidential violation hotline. The NFL draft event in Green Bay is this week, and it brings more than just football to the area. Lisa Hale reports on a free concert from a country legend.
Oh, I'd sure like to check you for ticks.
Country superstar Brad Paisley will headline the NFL Draft Concert Series presented by Bud Light on Saturday, April 26th in Green Bay. The concert will close out the three-day NFL Draft event at Lambeau Field in Titletown. The concert will begin after the seventh round of the draft. Paisley has a career spanning two decades with multiple Grammy Awards and 25 number one hits, including Ticks, Water, and Waiting on a Woman. NFL Draft Concert Series will take place at the Draft Theater adjacent to Lambeau Field. The concert's free, but fans are encouraged to get there early as standing room will be on a first-come, first-served basis. See our story at civicmedia.us for more information on the draft and the events that come along with it. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
With water on the riverbank, with all my friends, a big old tied to land.
Speaking of rivers, we're soaked on Easter Sunday as a low pressure lifted through the state. It brought over an inch and a half of rainfall to many places. And the Yellow River in Wood County at Babcock is under a flood warning. The river is reaching almost 14 feet, causing wooded lowland areas to flood. It's expected to start to fall this afternoon. Flood stage is at 12 feet. And it'll be below that by Wednesday morning. But as the surge continues down the river to Nisida, a minor flood is expected there too, as the river reaches 15 feet by Wednesday afternoon and it won't fall until Friday morning. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Bucks face the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 2 of the best of 7 series tonight between the Bucks and the Pacers. The Bucks came home Saturday night to rest and regroup and hold practice before tonight's game in Indianapolis. Doc Rivers asked if Damian Lillard looked ready to play in practice yesterday.
Well, it's more them, the doctors, and him. You know, he's close. You know, he looks great to me. It's hard because, like, we did a little 5-minute scrimmage with him before practice and all that. So it is hard. I will say that.
Baseball, the Brewers losing last night to the Giants 5-2. That series continues tonight at Oracle Park in San Francisco. Packers getting ready for the NFL draft in Green Bay this weekend. GM Brian Gutekunst asked, will they be trading away defensive back Jair Alexander this weekend?
Yeah, we'll work through that. I don't really have any updates on Jair. He's obviously on our roster right now. We'll see how the draft goes and then see where we are at that point.
That's Brian Gutekunst with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There's a new champ at the box office this weekend. Leading the way for the holiday weekend was the new Ryan Coogler film, Sinners. The vampire flick starring Michael B. Jordan brought in $46 million to take first place on the big screen away from previous champ, the Minecraft movie. Sinners is a horror film that sees Michael B. Jordan playing twin brothers. The reviews were overwhelmingly favorable. The Minecraft movie has shown lots of staying power, though, as it pulled in $41 million in its third week, bringing its U.S. total to $344 million and its global take to $721 million. Angel Studios' The King of Kings is an animated telling of the story of Jesus that had an Easter weekend take of about $17 million and barely edged out Rami Malek's revenge thriller The Amateur, which pulled in just $200,000 less for fourth place. A24's Warfare rounds out the top five with a take of about $5 million, best war movie I've ever seen. Bruce Springsteen never liked the idea of allowing his band to be filmed backstage or in a documentary, but that's changed. Probably a good thing, too, as they are in the middle of filming a new documentary that cataloged his most recent tour called Road Diary, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. During a recent appearance on the Variety Awards Circuit podcast, Springsteen said he never liked to have the band shown backstage or featured because he thought it might demystify the E Street Band. He feels the exact opposite now as they are all getting older, saying these interactions and intimacies of their moments together should be shared. Springsteen also expressed his excitement for the new biopic inspired by his Nebraska album called Deliver Me From Nowhere. Deliver Me From Nowhere drops sometime this year, no word yet on the drop date for Road Diary. Hayden Christensen returns to the Star Wars franchise as Anakin Skywalker. He will join the cast of Ahsoka for season 2 and play himself as a teenager. The actor broke the news at a Star Wars event in Tokyo, Japan. Christensen first played the character in 2002 in Attack of the Clones and then in Revenge of the Sith. He appeared in 2 episodes of Ahsoka Season 1. Season 2 is expected to drop in 2026 after the release of The Mandalorian and Grogu. The amount of inside Hollywood information spilled on the Happy, Sad, Confused podcast to host Josh Horowitz must be overwhelming at times. Emilio Estevez appeared recently and shared the story of his father, Martin Sheen's drunken meltdown on the set of Apocalypse Now, in which Sheen ran naked around the set while trying to be corralled by Estevez and his mother. Hard to imagine this kind of behavior from the Sheen patriarch. Sounds more like a Charlie Sheen kind of thing.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers today. Our high in the mid-50s. I think we will see a little more sunshine by late this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy in the 30s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at bullfallsradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.